Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, including iTunes, where if you hit that subscribe download button, like even if you're watching us on the YouTube, if you got one of these smartphone gimmicks, these iOS devices, hop on the iTunes, find our podcast, hit the subscribe or download, and then, you know, do anything after that.
Just no.
Let it download to your phone.
You don't have to listen to it.
And then you can delete it after a while.
Yeah.
But it like helps us, I guess. Anyways, we're also available on soundcloud.com/Steven Larson, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and hopefully soon to be Spotify.
Yes, hopefully very soon Spotify Steve.
Yeah.
Fastlane, WWE Fastlane is
this
Sunday.
We're on the road to Fastlane.
So with every pay-per-view, we do predictions.
Yes, we do.
So would you like to do Fastlane predictions?
I don't have my Jeff Jarrett shirt here.
Nor do I have mine.
But I don't really need to get it. It's been sitting in my dresser drawer, and I haven't needed it. I'm not going to need it this time either.
Yeah, I'm not going to need it either. Because last show, Elimination Chamber, we tied.
Yeah, you're going to lose this time.
Nope. I'm winning.
Gallows and Anderson is going to win.
Let's start from the beginning. Pre-show. So we have
Rich Swann
and Akira Tozawa against the Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar.
I feel the heels go over here to further the feud.
I think so, too, because Kendrick's going to try to do something, or he's going to do something.
He's going to teach Akira Tozawa his fourth lesson.
Because I think...
his fourth lesson is tag team wrestling is boring.
Tozawa will finally get back at Brian Kendrick during a singles match.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking for both of these, actually.
So, I agree with you.
Okay.
Kendrick and Dar go over.
So far, we're tied.
Yes.
No matter what. Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. Didn't they have a match on Raw recently?
They had a match on the Rumble pre-show where Nia went over.
Nia went over? How many times can she win before? I'm going to say Sasha wins here. Because she's not going to win at Mania, so she has to win at some point.
I'm going to say Nia's going to win.
Ooh, all right, here we go. Now things are getting interesting.
Because if the goal in mind is to have the four-way at Mania,
mm-hmm.
I guess it benefits Nia to be booked as strongly as possible going into that match.
Yeah, but I feel, wait, who won this past week on Raw? What happened with that Sasha-Charlotte match?
Oh, I mean the tag match on this past Monday?
No, the Monday before that. Sasha and Charlotte had that impromptu match. Sasha won that one?
Yeah.
And then in the tag match, Nia Jax went over in the tag match. Nia Jax stood strong.
Yeah.
So Nia Jax is going to lose.
Well, we'll see.
Sasha wins.
Gallows and Anderson win.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much to discuss there. No. If Enzo and Cass are going to win the tag title, it's going to be at WrestleMania.
Yes, I agree with that. They're not going to do this now.
But, yeah, I'm sure Gallows and Anderson will find a way to either cheat to win or cheat to have a, you know, so there's no finish to the match.
Especially given that Gallows and Anderson have been jobbed out, been buried lately.
I know.
Like crazy. Are you
That's why
me?
I'd be more inclined to think that there's not going to be a clean finish.
Oh, yeah.
Or not
yeah.
even a finish at all. There'll be a DQ.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Enzo and Cass might win via DQ because they get beat the shit out of or something like that. Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe. Sami Zayn's gimmick is awful wrestler. There's not a chance.
Losing wrestler.
Fucking hell, he's
no.
Win
they're not going to have Samoa
Joe. Joe's pay per view debut.
Yeah, they're not going to have Joe. If this is my pick for match of the night, though.
Oh my god! Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be outstanding.
This is going to be fantastic.
These guys are going to go all out to put on an awesome show, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait, Steve. I told you that. I can't wait.
I can't wait. El Generico. Neville versus Jack L. Gallagher.
No chance Gallagher wins.
Not a chance in hell Gallagher wins. No way. Gallagher's over, though, man.
He is.
You think they might change this up on the fly? Gallagher wins?
No.
No.
And they've been actually doing a good job of having Gallagher get the upper hand more often than not.
Yeah, they have, which is why he's going to lose.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're in the home stretch.
Yep.
I think one of these we kind of know the answer to, but let's start off with Reigns versus Strowman.
Yes. This one's tough to call. And here's another thing to factor in, though, too, is will The Undertaker get involved?
The Undertaker. I am...
Will he hit one of the competitors with these?
Or will he hit them with a draw four?
Could be.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say there's not going to be a winner of this match. I'm going to say it's going to be either a double count out or it's going to be thrown out in some manner. Or I guess Strowman might win by DQ. That's weird. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Strowman wins by DQ. Wait, no, Roman wins by DQ. Sorry. Because Undertaker is going to come in and go after Reigns. That's what I'm saying.
It feels really obvious, though.
I know. But they haven't done anything to set up Reigns-Undertaker apart from that small bit at the Rumble.
They need to do something.
I know, assuming that match is still happening.
I'm going to say Strowman goes over.
Okay.
But it's going to be... It's going to be via some sort of taker interference also.
Okay. So you're essentially saying my scenario, but instead of a DQ, Strowman takes advantage and picks up the win. Entirely possible.
That's what I'm thinking. Because that way, Strowman doesn't lose, and Reigns... gets out of it without looking bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they, in both situations.
Yeah. I mean, Strowman's, I think we can both agree, Strowman's not eating a pin.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the problem with yours, though.
What?
If Reigns wins, oh, Taker. Yeah. Okay. Never
there's mind. No pin.
Yeah.
No pin.
Yeah. I don't think there's a pin.
No pin.
Yeah. I don't think there's a pin here. No pin.
Well, Strowman is not getting pinned for sure.
Yeah. That's definitely sure.
But there's if your scenario happens, I think, which is plausible, it could happen. Reigns could get pinned. I don't think it's going to happen, but it could.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know. I think Strowman picks up the victory. Charlotte versus Bayley.
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte continues. Yeah, of course. She continues her streak. Absolutely.
It'll be a good match, though.
Yeah, no, it will be.
All right, now we can spend the next 20 minutes trying to...
So difficult.
Ascertain
so difficult.
How this match will be booked.
Not looking at the betting odds. Have you looked at the betting odds?
I did the preliminary ones.
Oh. The prelim matches?
No. Just oh, like the first ones released. Okay. But, you know, yeah, those yeah, change. Yeah. I haven't seen anything since then.
Owens retains. All and right. It's going to be overbooked to hell. But Owens,
oh, yeah.
Owens walks out with the belt.
And I think we'll see the solidification publicly of the Triple H faction.
Okay, but hold on a second. I say Owens walks out with the belt. Does Goldberg take an actual loss here? Or is this a DQ?
Well, there's so many moving pieces. You have Jericho. You have Lesnar.
I have a really hard
time. You have
time.
Joe. You have Triple H.
I have a really hard time thinking Goldberg's going to eat a pin.
All right, let's go
unless
down.
Unless he gets F5'd.
Let's go down the line here. But I mean, but they were saying, Heyman was saying that promo he did, that interview he did, that Brock wants Goldberg to win the title.
Okay.
So if Brock's going to interfere, it's going to be on Goldberg's behalf, not to cost him the belt.
All right. Well, I'm gonna change my shit. What Goldberg wants, or what Lesnar wants, Lesnar gets. I'm going to say Goldberg walks out with the title.
Okay.
But I think it is overbooked to hell.
Oh, yeah. Because it could be Lesnar helps Goldberg win. It could be Jericho costs Owens the title or helps Owens retain because he wants to take it on off him himself. It could be Samoa Joe and or Triple H getting involved.
I think it's been the kind of thing where Goldberg's body might be broken and bruised by the end. He might be like completely out, and Lesnar throws the title on him. I don't know how that scenario ends up that way without this being a no DQ match.
I know.
I just get the feeling that's I can see that because Lesnar's
ref
like
bump.
Yeah, ref bump. Ref there bump. You go. Lesnar puts a title on him and basically just says, you're going to hold this for me until Mania.
Yeah.
Because Goldberg got to look amazing already.
Yes.
So he doesn't necessarily need to look great here.
And considering Owen's strategy is going to be prolong the match at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he can get past Goldberg's first, you know, attack.
Yeah. Because then Goldberg can come out as champion, but not like entirely happy about it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it doesn't really matter what happens at Mania. Goldberg can always come back at SummerSlam if he even wants to.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Goldberg leaves with the belt. But this is going to be an overbook match. It's going to be really interesting to see how they play this out.
Yeah.
We're either going to be like, are we going to be like, what?
I know.
You know? It's not going to be like, oh, wow, that was cool. It's going to be like, oh, my God, that was crazy. Or it's going to be like, what was that? Really?
I know. I feel like it's either going to be Lesnar helping Goldberg win or Jericho helping Owens win.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I feel.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, well, not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if Triple H or Samoa Joe, you know, are somehow involved too.
Yeah.
But I think the deciding factor is either going to be Lesnar or Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what my gut's telling me.
That Triple H thing is really interesting, though.
I know.
But, I mean, think about it. Lesnar wants Goldberg to win. Jericho, well, I mean, yeah, there's the Jericho thing. They both, Jericho and Lesnar could technically want Goldberg to win, each of their guys to win for the same reason. They each want a shot at the title. But Jericho is the United States champion. He's got that gold already.
I know, but knowing how much the Universal title means to Kevin Owens.
I would think this. Jericho would prefer to see, you're right, he knows how much that title means to him, so he wants it off Owens by any means necessary. He's cool. He already has a belt. And then those two can go fight over that belt at WrestleMania.
See, but also the flip side could just be as valid, whereas he knows, Jericho knows how much that belt means to Owens. He wants to be the one that takes it off him.
And he knows that Kevin Owens can't really win a fight without him.
Yeah. Or without help, at least.
Without help, yeah.
But then you have Triple H, you have Samoa Joe.
The Triple H-Samoa Joe thing is where it gets interesting.
Yeah. Because do you think they would have Triple H or Samoa Joe involved in the finish and cost Goldberg the match?
Well, Triple H handed Kevin Owens that title.
Yeah.
And he pulled him aside before the Festival of Friendship swerve.
Said something to him. We don't know what still.
So it stands to reason that he has a plan for Kevin Owens.
Yes.
But it also stood to reason that he was going to show up within the next 6 months after handing Kevin Owens the belt.
I know, but it's WrestleMania season.
Triple H seems to be like the, you know.
Because if there's a faction in the works between Triple H, Samoa Joe, and Kevin Owens, you want that faction to look strong, I'm guessing. Having a Universal Champion in that faction would help that quite a bit.
That was my original point, yeah.
You know what they could do for Mania? I'm just spitballing here. Have Jericho interfere at Fastlane. Mm-hmm. Owens retains. Triple H is, I mean, I guess he's happy that Owens has a belt, but doesn't want Jericho involved anymore. So he has two matches at WrestleMania. It's him and Joe for the U.S. title, and then Jericho and Joe for the U.S. title. Jericho and Owens for the Universal title. So Joe can beat Jericho for the U.S. belt early tonight, really beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
So he comes in ultimate underdog for his match against Owens later on.
Yeah.
Whether he wins the Universal title or not, who knows, but that's a possibility.
Lesnar costs Goldberg. See, I don't know. It all depends on if they want to get. I haven't seen the betting odds, so I have no idea. It all depends if they care about having that title on Goldberg.
I know.
For their big match, which they seem to think is the big money match.
But then if that's the money match and they want the belt involved, how is that not the main event of WrestleMania? How is that not the last match going on?
No, I know.
But they've never referred to that as the main event. They've only referred to one match as the main event, and that's the WWE title match with Bray and Randy.
Yeah, I know, but that's because the title scene is clear there. There's no more pay-per-views between now and then.
No, they've been saying that since even before the Royal Rumble. They say the winner of the Royal Rumble will main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the that.
You think that Wyatt match is going to go on last?
Yeah, I do, because that's what I've been saying for 2 months now.
I think they don't know. I think they don't know, but I think Lesnar, man, I don't know. I think it's going to be Lesnar grabbing that Universal title off of Goldberg at Mania. I still think that. And Lesnar can be a, could you imagine, you know, that'd be kind of, that would be really cool to, they could do some really cool things with Lesnar and Heyman as the Universal Champion facing off against the new Evolution.
Oh, they could, yeah.
That could be really interesting.
You know, what they could do also is have Goldberg win at Fastlane, and then the next night on Raw, you know, because it was such an overbooked match, say, okay, well, that Triple H can come out and say, this decision is not going to stand because of this, I'm going to strip you of the title.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, they could do that.
I don't know. I've been saying this for weeks. There's so many moving pieces that it's hard to settle on one on what's going to happen because we just don't know. So many different things could happen.
I think they want the money image of Goldberg with that title because I think that's a lot of money. I think that'll pop ratings. And I think Kevin Owens and Evolution, that story, the new Evolution, that storyline, I think they can write their way around that looking weak going into WrestleMania, even without the title. I think they can do that.
Possibly. I mean, I completely follow your reasoning on Goldberg winning. I just feel like my gut is telling me that Owens is keeping that belt.
Yeah. My gut is telling me Goldberg. But that's the best thing about us differing on here is that your gut tells you one thing. My gut tells me another thing. And that's a true. We should do. We should just say fuck everything. And our predictions only rest on Owens Goldberg. Because how shitty would it be if you win everything except for the one that we talk about, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Because Strowman Reigns, can we both just agree that Strowman Reigns is going to simply exist to set up Undertaker Reigns?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the only reason it's there.
Yeah.
The only reason it's there. So it doesn't really fucking matter who picks up the win.
Not really.
Everything else we agree on, except for Sasha Nia Jax.
Yeah, but I think that match largely exists, except the women's.
That sets up the women's title thing.
Match at
I don't know. Look, I'm fine like basing this off of points, but I would like to suggest right now we do this based solely off of our guts with Owens Goldberg, because everything else is just okay. Well, it's to set this up. It's to set that up. Strowman Reigns. It doesn't fucking matter who's gonna win. Like, it's there. It exists to set up. But this is the one we can't wrap our heads around.
Yeah.
Let's do predictions based solely off of this one match. We've never done that before.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, let's try to get a little more specific about the finish.
Oh my God. Okay.
So if we're really
Jesus
throwing it out there, let's go all the way, Steve.
Okay. Are we adding points for how it's going to be written?
Sure.
For how it's produced?
Yeah.
So extra point.
So for you, you'll get an extra point if Lesnar helps Goldberg win, because I think that's what you see happening, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to write this down. We can remember this. You get an extra point if Lesnar helps Goldberg win.
Contractually, do we know if Lesnar has Fastlane in his contract? Or that
he hasn't been advertised for it.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah, I say Goldberg wins via Lesnar interference.
Okay.
That's basically it.
I'm just trying to decide whether I think it's going to be Jericho helping Owens or is it going to be New Evolution.
I think two things are going to happen. I think we're going to see Lesnar and we're going to see Jericho.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see everybody. We're going to see everybody that we've mentioned. We're going to see Lesnar. We're going to see Jericho. We're going to see New Evolution.
Oh, so you have to decide who is going to interfere.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, ultimately interfere to help
Owens
win.
Yeah. How does Owens keep it?
Because it's not going to be a clean finish.
Yeah. I just don't see. I don't see anybody. This is my problem with it. Goldberg right now is untouchable, with the exception of Lesnar. I don't think anybody else can really touch Goldberg. I think in their universe,
well,
he is a deity.
There's no one individual.
Right.
But if you have Owens, Triple H, and Joe,
I think them get. Here's my problem with that. Goldberg is so much money. I don't think they're going to want it. I think Brock Lesnar right now is the only other deity besides Goldberg in the WWE. And I think all the men in the world can't touch a deity.
Well, The Undertaker must be a deity then too, because he eliminated Goldberg from the Rumble.
Yeah, Undertaker's a deity.
Okay.
For sure. And Roman Reigns is a demigod.
Yeah, seems like it.
He's going to be trying to face... Man, I've watched Moana like fucking 20 times by now.
Yeah.
I am still tickled pink by that movie.
Oh, good movie?
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. The kids will love it. Bama cannot get enough of that.
See, it's not only what makes sense, what finish makes sense going into Mania, but if Goldberg is going to do more shows following Mania, potentially, what that could set up for programs for him in the future. Because logically, Lesnar walking out of Mania with the belt, going into an eventual program against, say, Joe at SummerSlam, that makes total sense.
I could see Goldberg taking on Triple H at SummerSlam. I could see that. Triple H can take care of the old guys.
All right, I'll say New Evolution gets him the win then.
Jericho has to show up, though, dude.
No, he will.
Okay.
Because I could see the show ending with New Evolution in the ring.
I know, standing tall. I know. But because Owens literally said the game and he said Evolution. I totally get it.
I just don't see them setting this all up just for them to immediately like lose the top prize on the show.
I know, me neither. However, I don't see them doing that to Goldberg either, but I know like Goldberg doesn't need the title as much, but at the same time, Goldberg coming out with the title on Raw after is going to pop the shit out of ratings.
I know, but
care about that
I know. But Goldberg Lesnar doesn't need the title attached to it to be a money match.
I totally agree. I just think that's what they want. We don't think Shane McMahon should be a draw WrestleMania, but they think he is.
Oh, I know. All right.
Well, I'm sticking to my guns. I say Goldberg with VA.
I might be wearing the Slapnut shirt next week.
I might be wearing that Slapnut shirt too, because I could totally see the New Evolution all standing tall in the middle of the ring. I could totally see that too. I honestly believe either scenario, I could totally see it in my mind.
They're equally plausible.
I think they are. And I think I'm totally fine wearing Slapnuts if it goes the other way. Anyways, that's it. Let us know what your predictions are in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.